Bonjour, Dr. Brussier. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm pretty sure I made that name really wrong, right?
No, it's okay. Boursier.
Brussier, okay. How are you?
Typical.
Typical. Welcome to the radio.
Thank
Well, we are making this interview for the Task Force of Young Scientists of the IFCC, and we would like to know, first of all, where are you from? And to tell us how is the laboratory medicine in your country?
Okay, as you said, I'm from France and I'm working as a biochemist in the University Hospital of Montpellier in the south of France, where I've done my internship and I was graduated 2 years ago. So I'm in France called an assistant. And my cursus is pharmacy. I was to the Faculty of Pharmacy in Strasbourg in the north of France. And now I'm working about insulin resistance and glycemic control. It's my field of work.
You're doing research, or you work in the hospital with patients?
I'm working in the hospital with patients. I'm specialist in laboratory medicine. But in university hospital, we need to do research in parallel. So my research is more clinical. I'm working about a new biomarker or new diagnostic methods with biomarker. But it's a kind of research. If I want, I can do fundamental research with a team of research of national organization of research in France, because there is contact between university and this kind of organization. But in my work, I'm 10%, no, I'm 100% hospital, from hospital. But my colleagues are hospital and university, are from the two.
And in the hospital, you do especially, I don't know, maybe you do clinical chemistry, hematology, bacteriology. What is your specialty inside of the laboratory?
In France, there is a new law about laboratory medicine, and now in one hospital, there is one laboratory, clinical lab. And this clinical lab may have some units, and I'm in the unit of biochemistry and endocrinology, but I know the other who are working in the unit of hematology, parasitology, microbiology, virology, bacteriology, genetics, and so all the specialty are in the University Hospital of Montpellier.
Excellent. And how is the communication with the health team inside of the laboratory? You can communicate with the medical doctors, with the nurses, with the patients. How do you...
In France, the specialists in laboratory medicine are only pharmacists or MD. It's only a medical profession. And we have a lot of communication with the healthcare team. We have often pluridisciplinary staff with the healthcare team. We can interact with them when we are part of the diagnosis or treatment, like in genetics or in hemostasis disorder, or with some specialized test of biochemistry, or to help the general practitioner to choose new tests and interpret the results while we are working in a lab in the city. And we can also meet the healthcare team when we are working with them in clinical research, like I do. For example, with the emergency healthcare team, when you're trying to find the best biomarker for excluding acute myocardial injury, we are working.
So now you are telling me that when you are looking for new biomarkers, you have a good communication with this team. Also, you have a good access to this technology or new methods to introduce in the patient care.
A good access. We have a good access in France, I think. The routine tests and procedures are mainly automated, But we can try and test new methods and work in collaboration with the IVD industry. And if the new method tested is a good one for us, and if we have money, we can buy it.
Of course, it's always the same. Tell me, Gillian, do you have a national young scientist group in France?
Alors, yeah, we have. It's not official, but the National Society of Biochemistry is working about creating a young scientist group. But at this time, there is the Association of Medical Students in Lab Medicine, who is called FNACP, and the Association of Young Specialists of Laboratory Medicine is like a syndicate, not the good word. And this association are representing lots of young scientists in France and are giving us the technology to interact. So I know lots of young scientists in other cities of France. Yeah, it's true. I was involved in the National Association of Medical Students because I was president of this association. And I continue to have interaction with this association. But even you are not involved in the association, if the committee, we have a mailing list and there is a lot of young scientists who are on this mailing list and are informed about the new law, the new about information we can give us about work offer or.
Very well. A lot of information that it's very valuable for young scientists, also for all the scientists, but especially for young scientists that are starting to work in the field, and sometimes they need a little help, no?
Yeah.
But now we know you're working at the IFCC Young Scientist Task Force. That's right. How did you arrive to this group?
When I was involved in the National Association, I hear about IFCC, SFBC, and when I heard about the call of nomination of young scientist member in the task force young scientist of IFCC, I tried and it works. So now I'm very happy to meet all this team with Pradeep and the other. So I'm also involved as a young scientist full member in EFLM working group. EFLM is the European Society of Clinical Biochemistry, about accreditation and ISO standards. It's another kind of investment. Very interesting.
And what is the purpose of the Young Scientist Task Force of the IFCC? I know you're one of the core members of this group. What is the purpose of this group for you?
In my opinion, our profession is evolving in an international dynamic, and medical recommendation and consensus are mainly international or regional. And we need to interact in the future. It's important that specialists in laboratory medicine work with colleagues from other countries, and especially from negotiating with IVD industry about the quality of their tests. Donc, this kind of alliance with foreign colleagues should be done more often. And I think the objective of the task force is to improve networking with the young scientists, and maybe to make exchange between countries, in my opinion.
Yes, that's very interesting. I totally agree with you. And I will ask you a very interesting question that I am asking every member of this task force. This is because they are from different countries and they have different views of the laboratory. But I want to know, how do you imagine the laboratory will be in the next 20 years?
Big.
It's a hard question, I know.
big with a lot of point of care testing, efficient, automated, computerized, accredited, and probably the medicine will be more personalized.
What would be our work when this happened?
Our work. I think we need to be experts of the biology, and we need to give to the healthcare team a knowledge they don't have. So our kind of work it's about the quality of the test and the help to interpret so when the tests are a lot specialized, like today the troponin assay is very difficult to interpret. We know that with the new HS troponin T or E I or it's so difficult to the cardiologist or the physician in emergency room or the general practitioner. The interpretation differs, and I think the specialist in laboratory medicine is here to be on the between the healthcare team and the IVD industry, who is telling a lot of stuff only to sell the products.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. So, well, to conclude, I want to ask you if you want to say some words about the next Congress in Paris, the EFLM is going to be given. Your part, you have a big participation in this Congress.
Yeah, we are having we will have a meeting of young scientists with the task force at this Congress, and we hope there will be lots of young scientists there, and we are trying to prepare something maybe at the beginning of the night for to have all the young scientists together to improve the networking, but physically this time.
Working together instead of networking in
What?
this case. All of us working together and face to face. This is.
Yeah, it's important to better know each other, know the kind of work and kind of profession we are in other country, and it's very important now to have an international mind.
Well, I will be there, and let's also invite all the young scientists to participate and go to this special meeting for young scientists.
It's very cool.
Okay, well,
Join
Doctor.
us, join us.
Well, thank you a lot for this interview, for waiting for me and this time on the radio, and thanks again.
Thanks to you, Santiago. See you and you too.
See you at Paris. Bye bye.
Yeah. Bye.